Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree.
A true love story is hard to find. Can't get no rest, got no peace of mind. You say you gave your heart to me. You put me down, set me free. Said you're deadly. Everybody said you was deadly. I guess you know he is because deadly. Comes in every shape and size, deadly. Always takes you by surprise. Said you was the only one.
Sydney is on the bed with me. And Starshine is in the other room.
Leave me sit at home all alone. Waiting on your call by the telephone. Said you're deadly. Everybody said you was deadly. Yes, you know you always was deadly. Comes in every shape and size, deadly.
And I'm just hanging out. It is Sunday, April 21st, 2024. I almost said 2021 for some reason. Maybe because it's April 21st, so the 21 was in my mind. So yeah, it's 12:25 a.m. So yeah, it's technically the 21st. And Starshine just came in the room. So yeah, like I mentioned in previous audio journals, I moved into this place about a month ago. I moved from Santa Rosa to Lake County, and I'm kind of near the lake. And Starshine, I don't know what he's doing. Starshine. Oh, I think he's playing with his toy. And he got it stuck under the dresser. So yeah, after I'm done recording this, I'll go and reach and get it for him. Starshine, I'll get it for you in a second. Or a little bit later. Soon. Good boy, Starshine. And Sydney is on the bed with me, and Starshine just ran out of the room. Okay, anyway, so yeah, it's 12:27 a.m. on April 21st, 2024, and I'm just hanging out, and I was playing Bonnie Raitt, I Will Not Be Denied, and I love that song. I first discovered it yesterday, as I was like counting down that list, and by the way, I am really embarrassed about yesterday's episode that I put out. Like, I don't think that it turned out good. And Sydney's, like, jumping around, and She's like really hyper right now. But yeah, anyway, yeah, I'm usually asleep by now, but I couldn't fall asleep, and so I just decided to do my audio journal now. So earlier today, or I should say yesterday, my dad was over, and yeah, we just hung out. He was over for like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours, and we just hung out as usual, but it was good to see him. And yeah, he's doing good, and the cats are doing good, and I'm doing good as well. I'm just, yeah, same old. Not too much is going on, as usual. So like I was saying, I moved into this place about a month ago. I moved from Santa Rosa to Lake County, California. And I'm kind of like, I'm like right by the lake. I'm like maybe, I don't know how many feet. Maybe it's right down the road. But I'm on like a hill and I can see the lake. Not the entire lake, but like a portion of the lake, part of the lake. And I was just looking out of the window, or out of the window on the doors that lead out to the deck, and I saw people boating out there, and I don't know if that's normal. Is it normal to boat at midnight? And they were shining a light, like, it looked like they were shining the light on the boat, like, at my house. Like, they were, like, looking at me or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm just overthinking it, but I don't know. I just found that a little strange. I don't know if that's normal. Because I've never seen that before. And I don't even, it looked like they were pointing it like directly, they were pointing it, the light, like through my window. Like they were like looking through the window that leads to the deck. I don't know. It was just weird, but I might be overthinking it. So anyway, I didn't like how yesterday's audio journal came out because I just thought that it was kind of boring. I did play that Bonnie Raitt song on my audio journal yesterday when I was going through the Rolling Stone top albums, numbers 494 to 490, and that album, the album Nick of Time, was at number 492. And so it just came across like not that authentic of an audio journal. I was trying to be like too professional when I was recording it, and I kind of lost sight of what this actually is. Like, I was trying to make it into like a music podcast, but it's really just an audio journal. But I do play a lot of music on my audio journal because I like to share it with anybody that might be listening. Like if I find a new song that I like, I'll play it on my audio journal. But I think I'm just going to scrap the whole idea of doing like the Rolling Stone countdown thing. And like, it just didn't come across as authentic because it really wasn't. So this is like first and foremost just kind of my journal where I just talk about what's going on, and just I do play music and I will play music, but I'm not going to turn this into like a music podcast, like a music channel where I just cover like music news or just play music, because it's kind of like a hybrid of just whatever my interests are. And my interests are like a little bit of everything, and it changes like depending on the day. So yeah, I don't even know if I played the right songs, and I don't think that it was that entertaining. Also, I pronounced Linda Ronstadt's name wrong. I pronounced it Linda Ronstad. I pronounced the D at the end, with a D at the end, but it's Ronstadt, not Ronstad. And so, yeah, I'm just really embarrassed by that audio journal. I'm not going to delete it because it's just, I don't know. I'm still going to keep it up. Because, I mean, I'm not going to, like, delete anything that I, any audio journals that I put out there. But I'll definitely look back on that one and probably regret doing it. But I'm still not going to delete it or take it down because it's just part of my experience. And I'm kind of documenting my experience with this audio journal. But I am embarrassed by it, and I don't think that it turned out good. I think it was my worst episode that I've done, along with the first one that I published on April 9th. So please don't listen to that one, and don't listen to the last one if you haven't. You can listen to any of the other ones, though. I don't care. So there's like this local radio station. Well, it's local to Santa Rosa, and I'm not in Santa Rosa anymore. I'm about an hour away, but it's called The Crush, 95.9 The Crush, KRSH. They're based out of Santa Rosa, like I said. And sometimes I go through their playlist because they do play good music. They play a little bit of everything. They're technically classified as a AAA radio station, which stands for Adult Album Alternative, which basically means that they play a wide range of different genres. But I was looking at the playlist of what they played today, and coincidentally, they played the Bonnie Raitt song, The Road's My Middle Name, which is also off that album, Nick of Time. I've never seen them play that song before, but they coincidentally played that song, and I was thinking of playing that song yesterday, but I decided to play Nobody's Girl and the one that I just played, I Will Not Be Denied, and Nick of Time. But I was thinking of playing that song, The Road's My Middle Name. But KRSH did play that today, coincidentally. And so, yeah, I moved here about a month ago, and it's way less populated here. And honestly, I like Sonoma County better. I like Santa Rosa better. There's just way more things to do and way more stuff around, and I'm not knocking Lake County, but it just feels like I feel more isolated being here, and I don't know anybody here. My dad is still in Santa Rosa, but I feel like isolated being here. But my dad visits me often, and he's pretty much like the only person in my life. I don't really have many friends, but my dad drives an hour each way, 2 to 3 times a week to see me, and he listens to my audio journal on the way over. He's like the only one that listens to it. But yeah, I have the best dad in the world, so I'm really fortunate. So yeah, I love my dad so much, so if he listens to this, then Yeah, shout out to him. And so, anyway, so I mentioned the radio station, The Crush, K-R-S-H, and it's Crush with a K, not a C. And so they play a little bit of everything, and I looked up the Wikipedia of what AAA Adult Album Alternative actually means, and on the Wikipedia it says, the format has a broader, more diverse playlist than most other formats. Musical selection tends to be on the fringe of mainstream pop and rock. It also includes many other music genres such as indie rock, Americana, pop rock, classic rock, alternative rock, new wave, alternative country, jazz, folk, world music, jam, band, and blues. The musical selections tend to avoid hard rock and rap music. And yeah, they don't play those. Music selection also includes tracks from albums that are not singles, which leads to the enhanced and larger playlist. And yeah, that station has a massive playlist. And it says some AAA outlets focus more on classic rock artists, folk, and blues, while others focus on more contemporary artists and modern slash indie rock. And so, yeah, that's, I love that station. I moved to Santa Rosa in the beginning of 2022. And before that, my dad and I were in Brentwood, which is in Contra Costa County, the East Bay. And so I discovered KRSH shortly after moving to Santa Rosa, and I just love that station. And so I look, occasionally I'll look on their website and look at songs that they played that day. And so, yeah, again, they played the Bonnie Raitt song, The Road's My Middle Name, today. And so, anyway, oh, by the way, the whole animals under the house situation is getting way too out of hand. And my dad kind of like downplays it. He is going to call like somebody to take care of it. And he's going to get like that, the opening on the side of the house, like closed up again. But he kind of like downplays it, but it's a really crazy situation. Because last night I heard them and they were louder than ever and they were in the walls. I heard them in the walls once before, but this was crazy. I heard them like running through the walls. And I think they're opossums. Like I said in a previous audio journal, I think they're opossums because they were making squeaky laughing sounds. It was like they were mocking me as they're slowly taking over my house. And I'm not going to let that happen. So yeah, we need to get this taken care of as soon as possible, but my dad just doesn't care, and he doesn't think that they're opossums. He thinks that there might be mice, but he acts like it's not a big deal, but it is. They're going to destroy this house if they keep doing this, and they can mess up the foundation as well. So I heard them through the walls, and the cats were scared. I was woken up at 3:30 in the morning and several times after that before I woke up for good. And Starshine didn't even wake me up to ask for food this morning. Because he was like scared. He was like really startled, like shaken up. So they were also making a lot of noise underneath the house. But I also heard them running through the walls. And my dad is going to call someone this week, like tomorrow, on Monday. But he doesn't think it's that big of a deal. He doesn't realize that it's that big of a deal, but it really is. But I guarantee you that if he lived here, then he would feel a lot differently, and he would have the either pest control. I don't know if pest control handles it, but he would have someone on the phone so quickly if he lived here and had to deal with this. But he doesn't, so it's like it's out of sight, out of mind. And he doesn't really believe me. Like, I've recorded the audio of them making noise under the house, but he said, like, he didn't hear it. He couldn't hear anything, he said. But it's very obvious, and so this needs to be taken care of immediately, because I'm afraid that they're going to destroy the house. I think they will if they don't get rid of these, what I think are opossums. So anyway, earlier I said I don't want to make this a music audio journal or podcast, which I don't, but I just want to mention this. So on March 29th, Sheryl Crow released a new album, and it came as a surprise to many people because she previously stated that she wasn't going to release any new music after her 2019 album, which is called Threads. It's called Threads. But last month, on March 29th, she came out with a new album, and it's called Evolution, and I listened to it today, and I thought it was okay. There were a few good songs on there. So if I had to give it a rating, I would give it a 7.2 rating. It's not bad, but it's not the best either. But it was okay. There were some good songs on it. But she does a version of Peter Gabriel's song, Digging in the Dirt. And it features Peter Gabriel. And that Peter Gabriel song is on my playlist, and I like that song. I liked it before Sheryl Crow did her version of it. And so I like both versions. They sound similar. So if you like the Peter Gabriel version, you'll like the Sheryl Crow version, I think. I think the original one is a little better, though. But I do want to play... I want to play both of them here on my audio journal. So this is the Sheryl Crow version of Digging in the Dirt, featuring Peter Gabriel. You are. Don't say nothing.
places I got hurt.
So, yeah, I thought it was pretty good. But then again, like I said, I really like the original version, which is this. So this is the original version of Digging in the Dirt. And Starshine is on the bed now, by the way. They're both on the bed.
Thank you. says we got her. Digging in the dirt, find the places we got her.
Yeah, I really like that song. And so yeah, both cats are on the bed. And I was cuddling with Starshine earlier, which is kind of rare. Well, like the past couple of weeks, Starshine has been in the living room, like on his chair where he looks out the windows. He's been sleeping there for the past couple of weeks, so I'm kind of glad to see him back on the bed, because I like when he's in the room with me. I like when he keeps me company. Sydney is pretty much always in the room with me. She's always here, and she's always down to cuddle, but Starshine is, well, he's way less affectionate. But I would say that he's like more needy in terms of demanding stuff and demanding attention. But he's not like that physically affectionate. But Sydney is. Sydney is always climbing on me and laying on me and brushing against me. But Starshine is, he brushes against me, he rubs against me. But he never ever climbs on me, he never lays on me, and it's only every once in a while that he likes to cuddle. But both him and I were on the bed earlier, and he was licking my face, and we were just laying next to each other, and he was pressed up against me, and yeah, he's like a totally, whenever he does that, it's like you see like a different side of him, because he's usually very hyper and always running around and doing something and looking out the window and like jumping from one place to another, climbing on the table. He's like very hyper, but every once in a while he has moments like that where you see a different side of him, and I really like those moments. And so yeah, he's curled up next to Sydney on the bed, and I could end this audio journal, but I'm still not tired, and I think that I will extend this. This might be an hour-long audio journal or longer, because I'm going to do something that I was planning on putting in a completely separate audio journal, but I would rather just do it in this audio journal because I thought of it like today. So I was recently looking up MTV Unplugged performances, and I listened to an unplugged version of Sheryl Crow doing the song Strong Enough. And so I was looking up, it was today that I was looking up MTV Unplugged performances and playing some of them, listening to some of them, and I happened to hear Sheryl Crow's MTV Unplugged performance of her doing the song Strong Enough, and it's really good. So I figured in this audio journal that I would share some of my favorite MTV Unplugged performances, and I'm not going to play all of my favorites because that would take hours, but I picked four that I'm going to play. And I was thinking of devoting a separate audio journal or podcast to just playing my favorite Unplugged performances. but I think I'm just going to play them in this audio journal, and I might not do an audio journal for tomorrow or Monday. It depends. If I think of something, if there's something on my mind or something that I want to put out or record or document in my life, then I definitely will. But this is what I was listening to earlier. Earlier, I was listening to MTV Unplugged performances. And so that's what I will share with you in this audio journal. And by the way, I'm not going to play the Nirvana MTV Unplugged concert. It's an amazing performance, but I just don't feel like playing it tonight. I'm going to play some other ones instead, but I do like that performance. And so this is Sheryl Crow Unplugged. And this is from 1995. I love that performance. That was so good. And now I'm going to play Alanis Morissette's 1999 MTV Unplugged performance.
An old man turned 98. You're It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think it's like rain?
Also really good. And the next one that I'm going to play is Aha, Take On Me from their 2017 MTV Unplugged performance.
Talking away, I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay, and take on me. Say, I'm odds and ends with that's me, I'm stumbling away. Slowly learning that life is okay, and say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry, and take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two. And all things that you say, is it life or just to play my worries away? You're all the things I've got to remember, you're shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway. Take on.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. Wonderful.
So good. I love that performance. And last but not least, I'm going to play Shawn Mendes from his 2017 MTV Unplugged performance. And so I will talk to you later.
I thought that I've been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. I got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleeding till I can't breathe. I'm shaking, falling onto my knees. Now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. I'm tripping over myself. I'm aching, begging you to come help. Now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Just like a march on to the flame. Oh, you loved me and I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm love seeing red on my own. I got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive.
tripping over myself. I'm aching, begging you to come help. Now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. No. You out of my head, needle in the thread, gonna wind up there. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Get you out of my head.
Thank you so much.